Our scripture reading today, Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Our second chapter, Matthew 6:8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him.
Lord, I thank you for this word today. I ask that you would allow it to be a blessing to those who are listening, God, that you would let it bring healing, God, to their spirits and freedom to them. And we thank you. I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sing for you before I start today, all right? I have a song came in my heart yesterday, and so I just want to share it with you today. So pray for me. My throat is still a little scratchy, but you know what? When you sing unto God, it doesn't matter, right? Because he just says, make a joyful noise, so it can really sound anyway, as long as it's unto him. So I'm going to sing for you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, God will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. God will make a way. Amen. Amen. You believe that? You believe that? I believe that he'll make a way when it seems like there's just no way. There's no way for things to work out. It seems like we're in a hole. It seems like everything's going wrong. But God will make a way for us when it seems like there's just no possible way for that to happen. Today, I want to talk from the topic. First, I want to give honor to all of you, the elders, the board, the trustees, and to all of you, the congregation. I just bless you and send blessings to you upon this week. But today, I want to talk from the topic, 1, 2, 3 steps. And it sounds strange, but it has a special meaning to me. So in my mom, pretty much the last year of her life, she was going through things, but I also was striving to do things to learn and something, you know, I was going through things. I was practicing speaking more. I was being asked out to speak more, and I would always just get so nervous and hope that things would work out. I hope that I can rise to the occasion when I get up to speak and not fumble and not, you know, not say the wrong thing or not insult anyone or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. And she would look at me and she'd go, sweetheart, God is 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you. You know, and I think it was just that emphasis. It really, I don't know what the count was for, but just to show me, it's like, he's not just 1 step. He's not just 2 steps ahead of you. He is 3 steps ahead of you. He's going to work it out for you. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way, where you seem like you can't make it. Maybe you feel like you're not qualified to do it. God is right there. He's going to make a way for you where there seems to be no way. And so I'm coming from that topic today because I've been thinking about her. And this week I had been just thinking about how he is ahead of us, how he has a plan for our life. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what the circumstance may look like, God is ahead of us. He's 1, 2, 3 steps, you know, so it's not just one. He's ahead of us and he's making our path straight. He's making those crooked paths, he's making them straight for us to do what he's called us to do, to be who he's called us to be like Miss Maxine. We love our God. We love our church. We love our family. Amen. And so that's what I want to talk about. You know that there was, I won't shy away from that, but I don't preach politics. But what I really found in that, and I was really grateful for, was that I came here to Broadway Christian. It's kind of cool. We are politically diverse somewhat here. But you all came in. We all came to bless the Lord. We are all on one accord. What a cool thing. That doesn't always happen. And to me, that is such a blessing. I was just thinking about it, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool that you can put in everything outside the doors, and you can come in and worship God together and know that whatever happens, He's 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of us. Whatever side you're on, He's 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of us. He's got the whole world in His hands. Amen. I was listening to that song, and it just reminded me that He's got the whole world in His hands. So no matter what happens, no matter what outcome, God's got us all right in the palm of His hand. Amen. And He knows. He knows what's best for us. He knows the plans that He has for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans. And I'm going to bring you to an expected end. So we can put our trust and hope in that and continue. I just was so blessed. How about this? This is the story. You know, I always have a story. But this one blessed me at Miss Maxine's funeral. We were all sitting there, and I just really got a joy out of seeing the members of Broadway Christian who were there, who were seeing old friends and how they just, it was just like, old friend, you know, it was just so neat. They may not go attend here anymore, but gosh, it was just really cool to watch. So I have to admit, kind of dipping in, Larry was sitting behind me, and a fellow sat next to him. And the first thing the guy said was, well, how's Broadway Christian? And I just thought that was so cool. He's not attending there, but that was his first question, you know, well, how are you doing? And then, well, how's Broadway Christian doing? Kind of neat. It has an effect. You all have a foundation. I'm sure you understand it, but for me, I'm learning. But those who came before you here in this church left such a foundation of love and respect for each other. That is really cool. It's really neat to see. It is just so neat to see that love and respect. And I noticed that the chaplain who preached the funeral, she kind of said the same thing, that when she visited, she noticed just how nice and kind everyone was. And that was the first thing I noticed when I came here, was just like, wow, everybody's really nice. It's real, you know, and because sometimes you go in and it's not. I've been to a lot of churches and missed about things, and so I've been to churches where it seems real, it's really not, but it's really real. So I have to commend you today. I really just felt strongly to commend you on that love, that foundation that you have, that you're continuing, that foundation of love and caring and respect for each other. It is so awesome for me to see, because God is 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you. You have no reason to hold that, you know, in that He has built a love for you, in you, for others here at Broadway. So my first scripture, I'm going to stop talking for a minute and share this scripture with you. It is Matthew 6:8, and it says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. And this is just saying exactly what my mom would tell me. He already knows what you need. So why are you so stressed? Why are you hurrying? He's ahead of you. He's got a plan. He's laid it out. You walk out that plan. Yeah, you'll be a little shaky, but no need to worry. God's got you right in the palm of His hand. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, because we've all been through many things and it looks like, oh man, there's just no answer. But no matter what, He is ahead of us. She had to tell me that a lot while I was in school. And my siblings and I, we say this to each other all the time now. Now that she's gone, we say this to each other. You know what mom said? 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you. Whenever someone's going through something, that's our first. He's 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you. God knows what the plan is. He's got the plan, you know. So she stuck that one in our head really well. But I want you going looks like. Because it can look like something like, oh, there's no hope. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. But God is ahead of us. He knows exactly what you need. And He knows that the scripture said it. He knows what you need before you ask Him. I'm going to read it again because I love that one. It says, before ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you even pray. He knows what you need. He's ahead of us. Amen. Scripture confirm what she always told us. He's ahead of us. He knows what we need before we even ask. He knows. He knows all about you. He created you. He knows all about you. He's going to be with you always, even until the very end. He's going to be with you. So you can put your trust in him. You can trust him that no matter the situation, no matter, things come up. Some, you know, we have emergencies. Things come up in our lives that literally states us. But even in that, he is with us. He's with us. So I want to encourage you today that if you're feeling kind of lost and you're feeling like, oh my God, what's next? Know that God knows what's next because he's ahead of you and his plans for you are good plans. Amen. Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. That says a lot. We wonder, well, God, what was that about? But he's telling us, well, my ways are not your ways. And we can put that together. Our ways are not his ways. What we think might be the right way is not what he has. But because he knows what we need before we even ask, we know that his ways are the best ways for us, right? We know that what he has for us is the best way because why? He's the God that is. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That's something to know that he loves us. Our families can't even love us that well. They try, but in the human form, they can't. Not like God. He loves us with an everlasting love. So his ways are not our ways. What we think is right, what we think should happen, isn't always the way he does it. But what he does is good. What he allows, he's working it together for our good. He works it. All things, my absolute favorite scripture, because it gives me peace when I can't make the puzzle work. He says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So even the thing that brings you sadness, the thing that brings you distress, he, God, whose ways are not our ways, can work all of that together for your good. He works it, not just can, he does work it all together for your good. So I just want to encourage you today that he's 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you, but I want to encourage you to be encouraged. Be encouraged knowing that God has a plan and he's working it out and he's working it together for your good. Just keep walking. Just keep going forward. Just keep walking forward in him and watch him make your path straight. Watch him guide you and direct you and lead you in the way that he would have you to go. The plans that he has for you. I have to share this story, and I share it all the time, but it meant something to me. My reason for being here at Broadway Christian. Because he was 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me. Amen. He was 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me. Only God, and no other time in my life could I've even accepted this position. But it was right at that time. He was ahead of me. What would be the odds that I would walk into the room? Miss Linda would be sitting there with nobody. Always has people around her. Everybody loves Miss Linda. But nobody was there. And for me, it felt like sit next to her today. I sat next to her. You guys know the story because I tell it all the time because I'm so amazed at God. I didn't know where I was going to go. I spent 30 years working with my mom, working with her in ministry, and then taking care of her and my dad in that 30-year time. I didn't make a plan, no more than just to finish school. But I didn't really have a plan as to what I was going to do next. I didn't know. Literally did not know. But he did. He was 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me. He knew I was going to walk into the room, sit next to Miss Linda. She's going to share something she's never shared with me before. Anything about her church. We'd never talked about church before. We talked about other stuff. She's my 6th grade teacher. We have plenty to talk about. But we never talked about it before. She shared it with me. I couldn't let it go. There's something to this. because God was ahead of me. He knew. He had a plan for my life. He had a plan. He was ahead of me. 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me. I didn't know what it was going to do. I really didn't. I was in grief because I just lost my mom. It had only been maybe 2 months. I was in grief and trying to, what do you do now? What are you going to do? Everything I've ever done was guide her in ministry, was make ministry easier for her. I would do all of the behind the scenes things to make sure that she could get out and preach the word of God to people. That's what I always did. And then later I just took care of them. So every day I was, what am I going to feed them? What are they going to, you know, I got these doctor appointments, all of those things. So when it was finally my time, I didn't know what I was going to do. Oh my God, what's going to happen? I was in just, he was ahead of me. That's all I can say. He was ahead of me. He had a plan. And within a few months, I was here. I was here and I'm like, wow. So for the first probably 6 months, I would look up on Sundays and go, how did I get here? What has happened? I even get here. What is this? And yet, and I tell you what, guys, this has been the best year of my life, year and a half now. It's been one of the best in my whole life because I've watched God be ahead of me and make a plan when I didn't know which way I was going to go. So I think it's one of the best examples of how he is 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of me because he brought it back to me last night. I said, God, I'm always talking about that. But he said, share it again today. To bring home the point that no matter what, even when you don't know what's next, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? He says, I'm ahead of you. I'm putting it in place. I have a plan and it's in place. You just start walking. Just start walking and he'll guide your path. He'll guide your path and make it straight. Make that crooked path straight for you. Last scripture. Philippians 1:6. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The plan that he has for you, he's not, you know what? My mom would say it just like this, and she's a Southern lady, she'd say, you're not leaving this earth until you finish what God has for you, until you finish the plan he has for you. And that's what I say to you today. He has a plan for you, and he said he's going to complete it. What he has begun in you, the work he has begun, the job it is for you, the people you are to meet, that you are to bless, that you are to serve or to speak into or mentor, whatever it may be, you know what God's calling you to do, to bless others. You're not leaving here until you finish that one. He said, who he began a good work in, he will complete it. I want to read it again so it's exactly those words. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until that day of Jesus Christ. He's going to complete that work in you, whatever it is. He's 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you. He's going to get you where you need to be. Amen. He brought me here. Amen. And I literally only had heard of Broadway Christian because Miss Linda shares it on her Facebook page. I'm like, oh, that's a neat name, you know, and that was all I ever thought about it. And yet he created a whole new life for me. So he is 1, 2, 3 steps ahead of you, not just me, but all of us. So I want to encourage you today as I'm closing. I want to encourage you to, no matter what it looks like, know that God he truly is in control. And he has us all right in the palm of his hand. And he won't leave you and he will not forsake you. He's going to be with you always, even until the very end. Until the very end, he goes with you. So you can trust in that. So I hope that you are encouraged today. I pray that this blesses your heart, just to feel a little uplifted, and keep on going forward, knowing that he's got a plan, a good plan for you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, God, we thank you today. I thank you and I bless you. You're a wonderful God. I thank you for bringing us here. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way today. I thank you, Lord, that no good thing will you withhold from us. It's what your word says. It's right in the palm of your hand. I thank you. You have us under the shadow of your wings. I thank you, God, that nothing can hurt us when we're in you. And I give you praise. I thank you for guiding us, giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of you, God, an even deeper wisdom, an even deeper knowledge of you and understanding. And I just thank you today. I thank you. Lord, we do once again for all those who are in need of healing, that you would allow your healing virtues to flow, God, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. And I thank you, Lord, for those who are in need of a deliverance from addiction, God, and Lord, from unforgiveness. We ask that you would bless and let that spirit fall on them, a spirit of deliverance fall on them, and free them, God, from unforgiveness. Free them from addiction, and we thank you for it. We give you praise, honor, and glory, and I pray a special prayer today for those who are listening on our podcast, God, that you would bless them, God. They can't be here with us, but God, that you would bless them just as you do us here in the sanctuary, and we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.